from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Our show is brought to you by starlights.com, that's starlights.com, and alternativecancer.us. And on starlights.com, there are products to enhance your life that are pretty cool, you know, CDs, DVDs, New Age type stuff, really, actually a lot of fun stuff. And then also on alternativecancer.us, there are somewhere around 1,000 pages of information on how to treat various forms of cancers naturally, what to do, you know, to choose your treatment. They have a test kit that you can get to do applied kinesiology testing with muscle testing. So you need, you know, another person there that can help you with that. And it's just a wealth of information. So if you or someone you know has cancer, please do check out alternativecancer.us. And the folks there are wonderful, and they really, really want to help. And I can tell you that the information there is good. And it's taken them years to put all that stuff together. Okay, our show tonight is just me babbling on about feng shui. So if you want to know more about feng shui, we're going to go into one of the inauspicious stars tonight that is called the number 2 black star of illness. Now, this is a particular problem this year for the matriarch of the family. And before I get into that a little bit more, let me first explain, if you're not familiar with feng shui, it is the art of placement of objects in your house in order to increase the healthy flow of qi or energy. And if you're not familiar with flying star feng shui, that is where the auspicious and inauspicious stars fly around every 20 years and every year, every month, every week, every day, every hour, they change. So there are 9 stars, and if you put a 9 square grid over your house, that will tell you where, you know, what the sections are. So you not only have north, south, east, west, you have northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. The center this year is very badly afflicted with the number 5 yellow star of misfortune. We'll cover that at another time. But what I wanted to go into the illness star for at this particular time is because a lot of people have been sick. Right now, the illness star, which is black earth, not good topsoil earth, but like stagnant, horrible, you know, deep in the dark earth, is in the southwest. So if you have a bedroom or an office in the southwest part of the building, then you could have some problems, serious problems. It's almost just as bad as the number 5 star of misfortune, except this is aimed at illness. This month is not too bad, though, because this month you have the number 6 star of heavenly blessings there. So actually, if you do have a bedroom in the southwest or an entrance for this year, then you could have an increase in opportunities for business, personal wealth, relationships, all kinds of stuff, because that 6 is tempering the number 2. And if you want to follow along with this, you can go to WOFS.com. That's World of Feng Shui. Is what that stands for, .com, Lillian Tu's site. And if you click on the Flying Star Feng Shui update for the third month of the Guai Ji Water Snake year, you will see that that covers April 5th through May 5th. So we're almost out of it. But just think back this month. Did you have an unexpected financial windfall? I'm not talking huge. I'm talking anything. I mean, shoot, guys, you know, I get excited if I find 20 bucks that I didn't know I had, you know. So, you know, if you got a couple hundred or something, it's like, woohoo, yeah. So that could have happened this month, could still happen up through almost the first week of May. And basically, the other thing that you want to look for that's good for this month is career luck, mentor luck. You know, if there's someone that has seniority that has a lot of experience, this was your month to really advance and get help from your mentors. So the standard thing is to place a precious minister with wind chime in the southwest part of your home in order to attract that. Now, it's a kind of a double-edged sword here because you have the number 2 star villainous for the year in the southwest. So you don't want to activate too much there. Just want to do a little bit, you know, for this month. But you also have to be cautious in this particular month. So if you put a medicine Buddha statue or a plaque or a photo of that in the southwest corner, then you're going to help dissipate some of that rough energy that could get you sick. And the other thing is a 6-rod metal Wulo wind chime. You want the rods to be hollow. Now, normally you don't put a wind chime in the bedroom. And if you do, it's usually kind of small. When I have done cures for that particular type of affliction previously, and this has been going on for 3 years because there's 3 degrees it tracks through. So I think we're out of it after this year. But anyway, you can put a thing that is called a whirling Wulo wind chime if you want to go out and buy something like this, where the center is a Wulo or a gourd. And then there are 6 little gourds hanging around it. It's kind of a little trippy looking. And yes, I have one of those. I got that because I was going through so many problems health-wise because of being in a southwest bedroom. And so I put a lot of cures around there to prevent any problems. Now, if you talk to someone who does traditional feng shui, especially if they are Chinese or Japanese or Korean, they will normally act all panicked and tell you, oh, you must move bedroom. Well, you know, I don't know about you, but in this vast expanse of, you know, one small apartment that I have, that doesn't work. You know, where the heck are you supposed to move to? You know, it's not always possible. So what you do is you get these different cures. And tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about what you can use other than rushing out and buying a bunch of Chinese stuff that makes you look like you live in the middle of a Chinese restaurant, which you don't have to have it look like, really. But round objects are what you want to use to dissipate the energy of the number 2 black star of illness. And you want them to be in metal colors and to be of metal, if at all possible. And the one that cracks me up is one feng shui master in England says, believe it or not, dog dish bowls work really well. So if nothing else, you got a couple spare stainless steel dog bowls around, you could put those in the southwest corner of your house. Now, before I get too far, I wanted to mention to you also that if your bedroom is in the southwest, then you have basically a double whammy, because you got the southwest corner of the house plus the southwest corner of your bedroom. So am I suggesting that you should have a whole bunch of round metal objects hanging in the corner of your southwest bedroom in the southwest corner? Oh, hell yeah. And, you know, this would be a good time to drag out all those beautiful ornaments that you didn't want to pack away and start stringing those up from the ceiling in that corner. Or you could put your 6-rod hollow metal wind chime there too. Now, you may think I'm being a little bit silly about all this, but I can tell you that before I knew anything about flying star feng shui. Those stars got me. So when I encounter somebody who says, oh, I don't believe in that crap, it's like, really? All right. Well, you just go about your life. And, you know, I'll just watch. And I go and I feng shui the heck out of my place because it has saved me. And before I knew about all this stuff and I was, you know, just blithely going through life like everybody does, I got hit with more crap, you know. It was just one thing after another. And some pretty serious stuff was going on. So I thought, holy heck, how am I going to fix that? And then I learned about flying star feng shui. So since I did that, and I looked back in the previous 3 years and realized, oh my God, I didn't even know about this stuff, and it still got me. So to me, that's proof enough. So if you decorate the southwest corner of your house with round metal objects, and we're talking about gold, silver, white, and copper. Now, you don't want too much copper because that's a lot of fire. So it's much better to go with white, gold, or silver. But you can have copper there a little bit if you want. And I mention that because, you know, in the southwest, we like copper, especially with turquoise. And so there's a lot of people that, you know, think, well, how am I going to, you know, make my stainless steel dog bowls look attractive in the southwest bedroom? Yes, I don't know. Hang them on the wall or something. Or hubcaps. That would probably work too if that's an office or a lounge area for you. The main thing is you want to be cognizant of your health. And all this stuff is to remind you subconsciously, oh yeah, I need to take a little bit more care. For instance, on the months where the number 7 star visits with the number 2 star in the southwest, then you have much more danger of having accidents. And so, you know, what you don't know can hurt you. When the number 5 star visits with it, oh boy, that's really bad. Because then you've got illness, injury, or death coupled with, you know, chronic and sometimes acute illness. So that can be really bad. When the number 3 visits the southwest this year, then you're looking at hostility that could translate into things like, say you go into the hospital and you get in an argument with the doctor. Oh yeah, that's me. Been there, done that. I forgot to look and see if the number 3 and the number 2 were together when that happened a couple years ago. But, you know, it just can get really interesting and maybe a little bit more dramatic than you'd like it to be in your life. I know I've had enough drama. You know, I'd just soon be done with all that. So if you take a few precautions and you think about it a little bit, you know, figure out how you're going to work things out for the year, you can actually make your place look pretty cool. Nobody except a feng shui master would know that you feng shui'd it. And, you know, the people that come into my place that aren't aware that I do that never notice anything out of place. They don't notice the Buddha statues. They don't notice the tigers. They don't notice the dragons, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Because here's the secret. You hide them. You can take pictures of things. They will work almost as well, maybe just as well, as the actual 3D object. Now, how could that be? Well, the actual 3D object, while it exists as a 3D object, also is holographic. It's not really there. Just like we're not really there. We wink in and out of existence, you know, something like 1,000 times a second. So the thing with the metal objects is, yes, that's very strong, and, you know, it's good to have some of that. But you can also do photos of this stuff. And, you know, stick it on the wall behind a picture frame or something. Or tack it onto the back of the couch that's up against the wall. You know, come up with inventive little ways to do things. Like, a lot of times I'll put, you know, if I'm decorating, say, southwestern, then the Buddha does not look at place there. And I have one that's it's a Buddha riding on a tiger. That's to suppress the hostility energies. And those of us that are tigers sometimes need that because, you know, we tend to go for the jugular, right? So you can put these things away so that they are, or put them behind things, you know. So they're doing their job, but they're actually hidden, but you know they're there. And the most important thing is your subconscious mind knows they're there, and it knows why they were placed there. So what you're doing basically is you're kind of doing imaginary voodoo in a good way. What you're doing is you're applying an ounce of prevention, and you're doing it in a way that is kind of fun, actually. And you will feel the difference in your house. Now, I've gone into houses where somebody said, boy, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right. And I take a look at whatever room we're talking about, and I go, oh, okay. Give me this, give me this, give me this. You know, and they run around the house, and they get these things, and then they bring them back, and I place them. I move the couches around in the living room and put plants here and there and, you know, put baskets up on top of the kitchen cabinets and, you know, whatever's appropriate. And when I get done, people are like, how did you do that? The whole energy of this place changed, and now it feels good. And it's like, well, that's what feng shui is all about. It's the art of placement in order to increase the auspicious qi or the good qi. So when you make these little changes, it can really help. Now, the other thing that you want to do with this southwest bedroom, or if you spend a lot of time there, like if that's your living room, or your family room area, and that happens to be where you sit, is in the southwest corner, then you need a couple other little things to help dissipate the negative energy. There are a couple little things called the Wulo of Eight Immortals. And I have a couple of these things. They're little solid brass gourds, and they have the eight auspicious objects on them. And you put those on either side of the bed, whether you're sleeping alone or not, and then that protects the occupants of the bed. So I know you, some of you are probably going, oh, this sounds like just too airy-fairy for me. I understand, but it works. It really works. So, yes, I have two Wulos of the Eight Immortals, Eight Immortal Objects, and I have my little metal Wulo wind chime, And being a metal tiger, I kind of like I'm comfortable with the metal myself. So anytime I can decorate with white, I'm like, woohoo, you know, right up my alley. Got tons of white stuff and lots of silver stuff and gold-colored stuff and round objects. So you can make a display in the southwest corner of your home out of all these round objects, and people will just go, wow, that looks fabulous. How did you come up with that? And then you can either tell them your secret or not. But the main thing is to keep you healthy. Now, why would that be? Why would round objects, and particularly gourds, do anything like that? Well, it dates back to ancient times in China, where people would use gourds to carry their herbs and their liquids, tinctures that they made from the different herbs and the grasses and things, in order to heal themselves. They would also use them for money, because, you know, you could drill holes through it pretty easy, you know, tie a piece of twine through that, walk off, there's your purse. It's the ancient version of the fanny pack. Yeah. Kind of think of it that way. Maybe that'll help. So when you do anything like that, you're saying to your subconscious, listen, subconscious, I intend to be healthy this entire year, so don't give me any crap. And, you know, let's just make it a healthy time. And the subconscious will pay attention to you. Amazingly enough, and actually your subconscious paying attention to you all the time, this is why you get negative stuff in your life. This is why things go exactly the way you might have thought that they were going to go. And if you're one of those negative people that goes, oh, that's all I need, well, guess what? If you need it, the universe is going to give it to you. So be careful what you say, and be careful about your true feelings about things. If you intend to be well, you don't go out saying, I don't get sick. Now, the reason you don't say that is because don't is one of those words that doesn't exist. So what the universe hears you say is, I get sick. Let me repeat that. If you say, I don't ever get sick, the universe hears, I ever get sick. Because no is like a zero, and don't is like a zero. It's like if you want somebody to remember something, the best thing you can do is say, please remember this. So all of you people out there that are in relationships, what you say is, honey, please remember to get this for me. You're doing two things there, but that's a whole other subject. One is you're helping them to remember by saying, please remember. And the other thing is you are giving them a job to do. So remember this when you go to do your feng shui placement for this year. Now, the other thing with the Southwest, let me just mention who particularly needs to be careful. That would be expectant mothers, senior citizens, anyone who is already ill, anyone who is recovering from an illness, and particularly the matriarchs of the family. This is the mother matriarch area of the house. So to have the number two star of illness there is devastating to families because moms don't have time to get sick, right? But they do. So if you put the proper cures in place, hopefully you can avoid that. Now, this can usually come in the form of a minor illness, usually related to the stomach and intestines. But there could be tumors that come on, fibroids, strange cell growths. It can be a lot of stuff. And like I said, if during the month a number seven star visits there, you could have accidents. The kind of thing where, like, say you're up on the stepladder changing the light bulb, and all of a sudden you get a spasm and fall off the ladder. That kind of stuff. That's what happens when the seven visits with the number two. So you have to take extra precautions. But for all the women, especially the elderly and mothers, you have to be very careful in that Southwest area this year. And, you know, other things can crop up too. These illnesses can actually stop you from working, stop you from doing your projects. You can have all kinds of obstacles. So if the Southwest corner of your office is not cured, remember with the round metal objects, then you could have those kinds of problems going on. And if you work there, say you're a writer and you sit in that area all the time, things can happen there too. So if you put the metal bowls there, it doesn't have to be a whole bunch, but it could be, you know, if you wanted it to be. Just don't put any candles there, okay? You don't want to increase the earth. And let me digress and talk about that subject a bit. I talked about last week how the five elements each nurture each other and the way they nurture. So, for instance, earth nurtures fire because when the wood burns, what have you got left? You got ashes. And the ashes mingle with the dirt in the ground and becomes good dirt to plant things in. And then the fire is going to... Fire nourishes earth. Earth then nourishes metal. Metal nourishes water. Water nourishes wood. So in order to dissipate the energy... Remember, Southwest is earth. You would normally use either wood or metal because a growing plant, the roots would go in and deplete the earth of minerals and things, and it would split the earth. However, you don't want to encourage too much fire in the Southwest this year, so you wouldn't necessarily use wood. Instead, you would use metal. Does that make sense? Anyway, I hope this is kind of making sense to you guys. And I'm sorry, I can't get the fast chat to work, so I have no idea if you're making comments. So please forgive me if you are and I'm not picking it up. You could always call in, you know. Okay, let's see where we're at here. Okay, so we've got that. The other thing, too, is make sure your bed is in the right direction. Like, you don't want the head of your bed in the south this year. The north would be far better, because north and northeast are actually the prosperity areas for this year. And when you're aligned with magnetic north, you usually have fewer nightmares and things like that. So you can do it even if you have a southwest bedroom. Then you want to make sure that the head of your bed is away from the southwest. And this can change the energy in your room immediately if you just move your bed. And you don't want it in the center of the room either, because of the number five star. So the north or the northeast area is going to be best for your bed. Southeast area is good as long as you're not facing the southeast. And it's going to be better for tigers than it is for anybody else, because that's the tiger direction. Okay, I hope this is making some sense. Now, the other remedy that you want to do is you want to have 6 Chinese coins tied together. And you place that in the southwest corner. So if you're not familiar with Chinese coins, they're round and they have a square hole in the center. And if you go to some place that sells feng shui items, you can find the 6 coins tied together with a red ribbon. And you can hang that on the door if your door is in the southwest. You can tack it up on the wall, you know, whatever you need to do. But that will help. And then the 6-rod hollow metal wind chime. You want to make sure it rings. Because what you want to do is dissipate all that bad energy, you know. You want to have something that's going to change the negative energy into positive energy. Okay, so I think I've got everything I wanted to say on that particular thing. Let me just scan my notes here really quickly. The other thing, too, is you can have bad luck that comes when the number 2 star visits. Now, this is going to be really increased when the 2 monthly star comes in with the 2 yearly star. So you don't want your bad luck, right? At that point, everybody who's in that area could have wealth problems, sickness, disease, bad luck, stress, stomach and digestive problems, bloating, gossip, backstabbing, family disharmony, distress. So, you know, this is serious stuff. And like I said before, I have felt the wrath of those stars when I knew nothing about it. So anything that you can do to dissipate that energy is going to help. And again, feng shui is all about allowing the energies to be cured, okay? So that you don't have to deal so much with the negative aspects of all this stuff. Now, I have to digress for a second here. I have met so many feng shui practitioners and Chinese ones who would tell you, oh, you must move. You must move now. It's like, dude, I'm coming into your store to buy a bunch of cures. And you're going to tell me, buy the cures, yes, but you have to move anyway. No, I don't think so. You got to put the cures in place. And again, avoid red items. Red, orange, yellow, you know, that kind of stuff is representative of fire. So you want to make sure that you keep the area clear of that stuff. Metal colors are much better to go with there. So if you like white, you're going to be in hog heaven with this one. Okay, be careful of what you eat when you live in that area. If your kitchen is in that area, that's a really good time to just turn everything off. Don't eat in that area. Don't prepare meals there. Go out to eat. And, you know, this may sound crazy, but that's how serious the star can be. So that's one of those instances where, okay, if your kitchen's in the southwest, you better not be cooking in it this year. And if you are, and this is even if you put the cures up, if you are cooking in that area, you could risk food poisoning very easily. And because I pay attention to this stuff, I can tell you that, you know, I've taken stuff out of my refrigerator, even though it's not in the southwest, but because I'm living in the southwest bedroom, I look at this stuff carefully, and a couple times I took stuff out of the refrigerator, it smelled fine, and then I asked my body, Oh, and let me explain to you how to do that really quickly if you don't know. Stand with your feet about shoulder width apart, knees slightly bent, so you're, you know, not rigid. And then you can take the item in question and hold it up to your chest with both arms over it, you know, like hold it to your heart and say, "This is good for me." And if you pitch forward, you know, like going towards it, then that's true. If you pitch backwards, it is so not true. And if you forget what to ask, just hold it there and see which way you go. Now, I did that with a couple items, and it about pitched me backwards fully. I went, okay, I will not be eating those items, and I threw them out. Now, my mother, if she'd been around here, would have been going, "What? What are you throwing that out for? It's perfectly good." Well, apparently not. My body did not want that. So this is the kind of precaution that you take when you are dealing with a number two star of illness. Okay? If, for instance, it was in your laundry room, then you'd have to be careful that the laundry that you're doing is actually getting clean. Okay? So little things like that. Just take a little bit of care. The other thing you can do is put a brass dragon by your bed. And if, especially if you're in the southwest corner. If you're in the southwest corner, basically I would tell you to move the bed. You'll have much better dreams. And the thing is that if you are in that bedroom, you have to be careful in April, June, September, and November. Because those are the months that's going to be the worst. And let's see. See what other kinds of cures. Some people tell you to place a salt water cure there. If you don't know what the salt water cure is, it's where you get a jar that you don't mind throwing away, and you fill it with rock salt, and then you top it off with water after you place 6 Chinese coins in it. And you just kind of let it sit there, and you keep topping it off for the rest of the year. Whenever the water starts to evaporate, you come back, you pour a little bit more water in. You don't want to touch it until the end of the year, and usually the salt will like make this big, you know, like a volcanic explosion aftermath. It doesn't literally explode, it just kind of, you know, boils up over the edge. You don't really want to touch that, because what it's doing is it's getting rid of the negative energy. So at the end of the year, you put the top on it, you know, throw out the water, if there's any water left, not down your plumbing, because then you could have some problems with the plumbing. So you take it outside in some area of the yard you don't want anything to grow. And you dump the water out, then you put the top on the glass jar and just throw it in the garbage. That's a Chinese salt water cure. And if you have a metal singing bowl, you can use that to dissipate the energy as well. That's where you rim the bowl with, it's usually a wood striker, and you keep going around and around until you get a tone out of it. And that will usually break up any negative energy there too. The other thing you want to do is you want to check or upgrade your smoke and carbon monoxide detector alarms. This is important, because if you stubbornly insist on having fire in that area this year, you could have more fire than you want. So it's an area to be careful of. If your entrance is in the southwest, you want to place what's called a Bagua mirror above the door, you know, pointing away from the door. And that's to keep the evil spirits out. All right. There was something else I wanted to mention here. Oh, external triggers. So an external trigger is otherwise known as a poison arrow. Now this has to do with the Bagua, which is it's an 8-sided, kind of like an I Ching, 8-sided thing with a mirror in the center of it. And when you're placing that, that's a heavy-duty cure. Don't ever place that inside the house. It goes outside. And it goes there to send away the shar qi, you know, the bad qi, that is a triggering event, and that would be anything that's sharp, like a sharp angle that's pointing at your house. So they call it a poison arrow because it's, you know, it's the tip is like an arrow. And so if you're noticing a lot of upheaval in your home and that the inauspicious stars are really causing a problem, it's normally because of something like that. So if you get a Bagua mirror and place it above the door or on the door facing outwards, that will tend to dissipate all those negative energies. The other thing you can do is you can get a little octagonal mirror or a round mirror, and you paste it onto the house in the area where that sharp chi is coming from and reflect it back. Now, if you like your neighbors, you don't necessarily want to reflect it back. So there's other things that you can do. And we'll get into that in another show. You know, today it's all just about the illness star. So back to the cures and things. The other type of wind chime you can use is a metal Bagua wind chime, which is a wind chime that has a flat, eight-sided, looks like a coin sort of, with raised printing and things on it. In Chinese, of course. But it's got usually a smooth center, and that represents a Bagua, the eight-sided mirror. And the other thing you can do, oh, yeah, I almost forgot about this. When you have a Wu Lo, when you're actually dealing with a Wu Lo, and remember, we want metal this year. You can get gourds, you can get, you know, ceramic and all kinds of different Wu Los. But you want a metal one, and you want a hollow one also that you can put some good things in, like you put in sage, some oregano, that'll keep you from getting the flu. I like to put amber in there, little chips of amber incense, because first of all, it smells really good, and secondly, that's protective. And then you put in some round white jade beads. They don't have to be beads. They can just be little round spheres, depending on how big your gourd is. And then I like to put crystal chips, too. Or if the gourd is big enough, I'll place a nice little six-sided Arkansas quartz crystal in there. And the whole reason you're doing that is for, you know, extra good energy to send to yourself. And remember, again, you're dealing with your subconscious. The subconscious does not deal in concrete words. The subconscious deals in pictures. And so as you're making these things and you're putting them in place with the intent that they will protect your health, the subconscious is going, oh, I get it. We're going to protect the health. Okay, I can do that. So use your subconscious. And let's see. There's other things that you can put in there, like a five-element pagoda. I've talked about that before. That's very important. Because with a five-element pagoda, you're getting rid of all sorts of nasty negative energy. And that's what you have to have in the center of the house this year. Okay, I think I covered most of that stuff. And again, this is the number two black star of illness, which is Earth. This is bad Earth. And you don't want to have water around there. You don't want to have fire either. So if you have a, say you have a fountain in the southwest area, best not to have that there this year. And if you have a door there, the best cure is that Bagua. You might want to put a pair of Foo Dogs there too. They don't have to be big. I have two little tiny ones by my front door. Now, if you're already sick, you want to be very careful if you're in the southwest bedroom, because you're going to be even more prone to having problems and possibly a worsening of your illness or your chronic disease state by being in that southwest bedroom. So enough of the depressing news, okay? Gets to you after a while, I know. So if you do these simple little cures, you will find that it will help your wealth, although it's not specifically wealth cures. And it will definitely help your health and hopefully keep you well. And it also protects your mental health. So if you're one of these people that has ruminations, you know, where you think the same thought over and over, especially if you're worrying, this is something that if you haven't worked on clearing that particular habit out of your life, you better do it quick. And you can do it, because we're getting manifestation faster and faster. And the more emotion you put behind whatever statement you make, then the more likely that it's going to manifest fairly quickly. Now, you might notice that bad manifests a lot quicker than good does. That's true. It does, because you spend a lot more time and energy in actually making that happen. Think about that. How many times you've had a negative thought? Especially if you're a hypochondriac, you better move out of that southwest bedroom, because it'll give you something to be worried about. But you can bring all kinds of stuff onto yourself if you're doing too much negative ruminations. Okay, so I hope that helped. We're quitting a little bit early tonight, unless you guys have some questions, in which case you better call in quick, because we're going to be off the air a little bit earlier tonight. Now, next week, we're going to be doing another meditation, and I have some very interesting guys lined up. One to do energy transmissions, that'll be the second week. And then the third week, we're going to have a really cool topic. It's using PK to, or psychokinesis, to increase manifestation and healing powers. So you don't want to miss those two things. So what I'm going to be talking about and doing the meditation on for May, the first week of May, will be basically on increasing our powers of creation or manifestation. So that'll be a good one you don't want to miss. I did learn a few things traveling around the country during the Quantum Vortex tour, and had lots of evidences of miraculous stuff happening. So it's kind of fun to do that. Okay, and as usual, the show is brought to you by starlights.com. That's starlights.com. And by alternativecancer.us. So please check them out if you haven't done that yet. And see if there's something there that you might like. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Night, night.